I heard a few years ago a shiur by Rabbi Orlovsky, a shiur on the Korban Todah that we have in this week's Parsha, Parshas Tzav. Unfortunately, I wasn't taking notes, and the shiur had a tremendous impact on me, and later I tried to reconstruct the shiur by looking around in different sources and trying to put the shiur back together again. So, I haven't fully succeeded in reconstructing the entire shiur. Certainly have not incorporated Rabbi Orlovsky's humor. And I looked around and found some things on my own. And that's what I'd like to discuss today. The Korban Todah. The Korban Todah is the Korban for giving thanks. The thanksgiving offering. Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a Korban Todah. Bavonosin Arabim, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. What we have instead is Berchas HaGomel. And in Simin Reish Yud Tes, in Arachayim, Chelik Beis Mishneh Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch tells us who is required to bring a Korban Todah, or rather, Bizman HaZeh, who is required to bench Berchas HaGomel. It's the four people written in the Pasuk in Tehillim. The Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Zayin, enumerates four different people that are required, who are saved. They were in trouble, they were saved, and therefore they're obligated to bring a korban, to bench Gomel. Those four, the Shulchan Aruch himself brings us a simen. V'chol ha'chayim yoducha sela. All living will thank Hashem forever. Rosh Tevas chayim, ches chavush, person who was in jail. Yud Yisurim, a person who was sick and had a refuah shalema. So, Ches, a person who came out of jail. Yisurim, a person who was sick and had a refuah shalema. Second Yud is Yam, one who went across the sea. He was in danger. He made it across safely. He has to bring a Korban Todah, a Bench Gomel. And Mem is Midbar, Holchei Midbar. Someone went across the desert. It was dangerous. He was saved. He has to bring a Korban Todah, or Bizman is that Bench Gomel. And the end of Simin Reish Yud Tes, the Mechaber brings down two opinions. Is it only these four, or is it anybody who was in trouble and was saved? The Mechaber himself concludes that it should only be these four. Anybody else who was saved should Tov Levarich below Shem V'Malchus. Say the Bracha, but without Shem V'Malchus. The Mishneh Berurah paskens, it's not only these four, but anyone who was in a situation of danger and they were saved, they should bench Birkas HaGomel. And there are a number of other similarities between the Korban Todah and Birkas HaGomel, which we will get to a little bit later. What's interesting to note about the Korban Todah, and this everyone brings down from the Netziv, is that whereas most Korbanos Shlamim, a Korban that you eat, most of them have 2 days and one night to eat it. But the Korban Todah is different. The Korban Todah, you only have 1 day and one night. You have less time within which to eat the Korban. One difference between the Todah and other Shlamim. And number two, with this Korban Todah, you're required to bring 40 Lachmei Todah. 40 Lachmei Todah in addition to the Korban itself. And this is very puzzling. It doesn't seem to make any sense. Why would the Torah give you more to eat and less time within which to eat it? If you're going to be eating more, you should have more time, or at least the same amount of time. But why, dafka by the Korban Todah, are you eating more in less amount of time? And the Netziv says, the reason is because we want the Baal Hanes, the person who had this Yeshua from Hashem, we want him to invite a lot of people. He has to have all these 40 Lachmei Todah eaten, plus the animal. So he has to invite guests, he has to invite relatives, he has to invite his friends. And when he invites his friends, they're going to say, what's going on? What's the Suda? Well, I was very sick, and Hashem saved me. I had a refuah shleima, Baruch Hashem. This is a Korban Todah, Akar HaSatov to Hashem for saving me. And that way, says the Netziv, the Nes will be Nisparsim. And that's the point. That's why there's more to eat and less time to eat it. We have to eat more and eat it quicker in less time because we want to invite guests. We want you to invite a lot of people. We want to be mafarsein the neis. By being mafarsein the neis, there's more covered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more hakaras hatov to Hashem. That's a kiddush Hashem. And that's pshat in the pasuk we say in Hallel, L'cho azbach zavach toda u'v'shem Hashem akra, ne'egdano l'cho lamo. We do it publicly, public hakaras hatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, public Korban Toda, inviting as many people as we can. Everyone's going to share in the Lachmei Toda. Everyone's going to hear my story. I was in Sakana. I was going across the sea. I went across the Midbar. I was in jail. And Baruch Hashem, here I am to talk about it today. Baruch Hashem, I'm okay. I bring the Korban and I'm sharing it with my nearest and dearest. And in fact, we find a similar din by Berachas HaGomel. Berachas HaGomel requires a minyan. And another point, the minyan, l'chadchila, the minyan for Berachas HaGomel is supposed to include two Talmidei Chachamim. And that's keneged, the 40 Lachmei Toda, four of the Lachmei Toda were going to the Kohanim. So just as we had a few of the Lachmei Toda going to the Kohanim, Bizman, the Korban Toda, who adim Bizman Azel, l'chadchila, there should be in Shul two Talmidei Chachamim in order to say the Berachas HaGomel. As they were makir of the Korban Omer, they used to recite Mizmor L'Soda. The Mizmor, the little capital of Tehillim that we say every day in davening. Why is it that we say it every day if it was special for the Korban Toda? Because the Chachamim realized She'ein Yom, She'ein Bones. Every day there are constantly nisim going on, some that we do know about, some that we don't know about, and therefore it's kedai every single day to say Mizmor L'Soda. Except for Pesach and Erev Pesach, as we'll talk about later on, because 10 of the 40 Lachmei Toda were Chametz. So it can't be burned on Pesach, and Erev Pesach also, we don't want it to go to waste, we don't want it to become Nosar, because you can't eat it after the 4th hour. The word Todah has two perushim, two explanations. The one that we're all familiar with is thank you. Todah means thank you. That's what it means in modern Hebrew. That's what it means by a Korban Todah. But Todah has another definition. And that is hoda'ah, to admit. To admit something. And that's part of what saying thank you is. Thank you is admitting that you've helped me, that I needed you, that I couldn't have done it without you. That's why sometimes it's hard for us to say thank you. Because it's an admission that I needed somebody else. We like to be independent. We don't like to feel that we need other people. Agav is a strange Gemara. There's a strange Gemara that tells us about Leah, that Leah named her fourth son Yehuda. Because this time she had to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She had to give Todah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says that nobody thanked the Kadosh Baruch Hu until Leah. And this is very strange. You know, Adam Arishon thanked the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Noah thanked the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham, there were many people in the beginning of Bereishis who thanked the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why does the Gemara tell us that Leah was the first? So I saw, I think, perhaps in the Dibros Tzvi by Weisfish, so brought down in a Sefer, there are these two nekudos to a thanks, to a todah. The todah that had been up to the point of Leah was a todah, thank you, but not a todah of an admission. Leah knew that there were going to be 12 Shvatim. She knew that Yaakov had 4 wives, and therefore each one deserved to have 3 children. Once Leah had Reuven, Shimon, Levi, now she has Yehuda, now she has number 4, she's admitting, she's not only thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu, but she's admitting that she's getting more than she deserves. She only deserves 3. And with number 4, Yehuda, Todah, she's admitting that she doesn't deserve this one, and this is more than what she deserves. Also so brought down that schus of Yehuda's name being Yehuda and being named after Leah's admission that she was getting more than she deserved, that's what gave Yehuda the strength to admit his part in the Maisa Tamar many years later. Anyway, we see Todah, Korban Todah has two nekudos. One is a lashon of thanks, and one is a lashon of to admit. The Ksav Sofer brings down a medrash, which is commenting on a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Nun, pasuk of Gimel says, Zoveach Toda Yechab Donini. A person who brings a Toda says, is giving me covered, is giving a Kadosh Baruch Hu covered. V'som Derech, one who pays attention to the Derech that he's going on, follows the right path. Arenu B'yesha Elokim. I will show him the salvation of Hashem. And the Medrash says, it's a very strange lashon, Yichab Donini. Should have just said Yichab Donini. Person who brings a Karban Todah is giving cover to Hashem. Why the two nuns, the double nun? Says the Medrash, covered achar covered. It's a double covered to a Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring a Karban Todah. What's pshat? What's the double covered to a Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring a Karban Todah? So the Ksav Sofer explains, the double nun teaches us a double covered, and the double covered is a double hakara satov that we have to Hashem. Why? Because when we bring a Karban Todah to Hashem for hakara satov, says the Ksav Sofer, we have to not only have hakara satov on the salvation, but we have to have hakara satov on the trouble that we were in the first place. The hakara satov is not only on the refuah shleima, it's also on his being sick. It's not only on his being released from prison, but it's on being in prison itself. Why? Because it's explained, Komai da'avid rachman al-tavu da'avid. We believe, and this is not something that we necessarily understand, we certainly don't understand it, but intellectually, we understand that we believe that Komai da'avid rachman al-tavu da'avid, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for our best. Even though here and now we don't understand it, we don't appreciate it, we don't know why these things are happening, but we have emunah, and intellectually we believe that everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything is for our best. Part of our avodah in this world is to try to internalize that, take that message from our minds, and put it into our hearts, which is certainly not an easy task. But the Ksav Sofer is telling us that the Korban Todah, he's explaining the Medrash, explaining the Pasuk, why the double nun, why the covered achar covered, because the Karban Todah is not only a hakara satov on the nes, on the hatzala, on the salvation, it's a hakara satov on the trouble that we were in the first place. And at this time period, Parshas Tzav, this is Shabbos HaGadol, we're standing between Geulas Purim and Geulas Pesach. And I think we see this message of the Ksav Sofer so clearly in both these situations, in both the Geulas Purim and the Geulas Pesach. As we mentioned in our Shir on Purim, what came out of Purim is not only a salvation for the Jews, but the Tzara, the trouble that we were in, was also good for us, the Gemara tells us. The Gemara tells us that when Achashverosh took off his ring and gave it to Haman, that did more to bring the Jews to do tshuva than all the Nevi'im and all Nevi'os put together. It brought us to a state of Kimu v'Kiblu, another Kabbalah Satora that we had during the times of Achashverosh, a true Kabbalah Satora. Kimu Mashi Kiblu Kvar. So we see very clearly this is Sotah the Ksav Sofer by the Nes of Purim. The Akara Satov by Purim is not just a salvation. The Akara Satov by Purim is also that it brought us to do tshuva. I think Chag HaPesach is no different. We discussed in Parsha Shmos, the Shibud of the Jews in Mitzrayim was not Stam. It didn't just happen. The Shibud of Mitzrayim was putting the Jews into the Kur HaBarzel, into the furnace, to create the Am Hashem, to create the Am HaNivchar. It certainly was for the best of Klal Yisrael. It's not something perhaps the Jews going through it didn't understand it, didn't appreciate. Obviously, Tzaras, we don't appreciate when we're experiencing them, for sure. No doubt about that. But that's, again, that's our avoda, to take this intellectual understanding, that Kalmai Da'avid Rachman Al-Tavu Da'avid, and bridge the gap between our hearts and our minds, and to understand that. But certainly looking back, we understand that without the Shibud of Mitzrayim, we wouldn't be the Am Hashem, we wouldn't be the Am HaNivchar. And therefore, according to this Yisod of the Ksav Sofer, when we're sitting at the Pesach Seder, we not only have to appreciate and make mention over and over and over the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, but what helped us to become the Am Hashem was not only the Yitzia from Mitzrayim, it was the Shibud of Mitzrayim as well. It was the Kurar Barzel. That's what turned us into the Am Hashem. So we see this Yisod of the Ksav Sofer, that the Karban Toda is an appreciation not only for the salvation, but for the Tzara itself. We see that so clearly in Purim. We see that so clearly in Pesach. And perhaps that's why 10 out of the 40 matzos, 10 out of the 40 Lachmei Toda were matzah, were chametz. 30 of the 40 were matzah and 10 were chametz. Because the chametz, as we mentioned in the shir on Pesach, the chametz represents the Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara is where everything starts. The Yetzer Hara is what causes all the trouble in this world. The Yetzer Hara is also the Satan. And therefore, we dafka have 10 Lachmei Toda to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only for the salvation, but also for the tzara that we had been in. And this inyan, this yisod of Akaras HaTov is so, so important. That's why we have this idea of Pirsumei Nisa, Pirsumei Mefarah saying Nisim, by different Yomim Tovim. That's why, going back to the Netziv, that's why we have less time to eat the Karban and more to eat, so we'll invite all of our friends and tell everyone about Pirsumei Mefarah saying the Nes that Hashem did for us. And I heard recently that's why we are called Yehudim. We are called Jews based on this yisod of Todah Rabbah, of Hakaras HaTov. That's the importance of a thank you. And that's we discussed Barichos in Parshas Va'era. Also another yisod, another theme that carries itself through the Parshias of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Again, that was discussed in Parshas Va'era. We should be zocha to internalize all these ideas, to be able to bridge the gap between the hearts and the mind, which Rav Nevenzel likes to say over, the gap between the heart and the mind is kimi shamayim va'aretz. It's not an easy thing to do. We have to develop our hashkafas to understand komai da'avid rachmanu l'tavu da'avid. We have to appreciate everything that we have, appreciate the good for sure, intellectualize and understand that when things are not going so well, that's also coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there's also a reason for it, even though we don't understand it right now. End off with a tefillah. Rav Fader said that we daven on Shabbos and Yom Tov, sab'enu mituvecha. What does it mean, sab'enu mituvecha? Satisfy us with your good. And it's this yisod. We believe that kol ma'ay da'avid rachmanu l'tavu da'avid, everything is for our best, but we don't understand it. And what we're davening is that Kadosh Baruch Hu give us a tov that can be soveya us, masbiya us, that can satisfy us. A tov that we understand, a tov that we appreciate, not a tov that we have to use our thumbs to figure out why it's good. A tov that we understand and we see so clearly is good and only good. We should be zocha this Pesach, Lechol min ha-psochim u-min ha-zvochim, and bizoch ha-taka sabeinu mitevecha, to have only good, that is clearly good, that we understand is good, and that we appreciate is good. Good Shabbos and good Yom Tov.